The proposal from Republican State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt would change the pay-as-you-go system that most cities and counties use now to cover retiree health benefits. Thiesfeldt says that approach is leading to mounting future debt as the baby boomer generation retires. He cites the city of Menominee Falls that now has an unfunded post-retirement liability of more than $5 million.
To be fiscally prudent with taxpayer resources, we need to require municipalities, school districts, counties, and technical college districts to pre-fund promised health care benefits. This is a bill that will be beneficial to the employer, the employee, and the taxpayer.
But a spokesman for the League of Municipalities says there's no evidence any local government has failed to fund health care benefits for retirees. Kurt Witinski also says the bill ignores the union contracts cities have with their police and firefighters and would require cities to pay several thousand dollars every 4 years to carry out an actuarial study on their retirement funds.
That financial impact will be difficult for a municipality to make adjustments to meet because of levy limits, and because for police and fire at least, it's not possible for us to make unilateral decisions. We'd have to, you know, bargain that issue, and it would take some time to reach an agreement.
A spokesman for the counties association says local governments generally dislike the state telling them how to manage their own finances. A similar bill failed to win approval last year, but the larger Republican majority in the legislature now could give it a better chance for passage this year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.